It's been a historic day in Washington. The House Judiciary Committee has approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler adjourned today's session after that party line vote. President Trump reacted shortly after from the Oval Office. Here's how he characterized that vote.
It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed, and it's a very bad thing for our country, and you're trivializing impeachment.
The two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, now go to the full House, where a vote is expected next Wednesday on whether to impeach President Donald Trump. Joining us now for more is NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales. She's on Capitol Hill. And Claudia, today's vote was quick, less than 10 minutes after that marathon 12 hours of debate yesterday. What's the mood there right now?
Well, I imagine there's a lot of jet fumes going off in Washington, D.C. today because lawmakers were all expecting, especially on this judiciary panel, to wrap up last night and take off early this morning, but they were delayed. As we mentioned, Chairman Jerry Nadler decided to delay the vote to this morning, and that really messed with travel plans for lawmakers, and I imagine a lot of them have taken off. Now, I imagine a lot of staffers are there on the Hill working on those next steps to come.
Right, right. Yeah, and what do you make of what we're hearing from the president today?
Well, this is not a surprise what we've heard from the president. He's been very frustrated by the House impeachment inquiry, and he's looking for redemption in the Senate from the House process. He's rejected to participate in the formal House impeachment inquiry, and we should note this started September 24th. It's lasted more than 2 months, and he's opted instead to bash it on Twitter or press interviews or through his White House statements or allies on Capitol Hill. However, he, in recent weeks, along with other White House officials, have ramped up their outreach with Senate Republicans to look at these next steps.
The Senate trial would kick off in January. Republicans have said they want a quick trial. What can we expect from that trial in terms of witnesses and duration after Wednesday?
So we have heard from a lot of Senate Republicans who want to keep this trial very tight, maybe 2 weeks or longer into the month of January, if they have to go that far. One area of resistance, however, is President Trump has made clear he wants a long list of witnesses. He wants a very robust defense. And Senate Republicans have worried that if we do parade this list of live witnesses in the Senate chamber, it could drag this out for several more weeks into the month of February. So that's one point of tension. We could see that resolved over the holiday recess. And it's kind of a wait and see on what that could look like.
Yeah, you know, today's vote, as expected, was along party lines. Is there anyone in the full House or Senate that may cross party lines?
So in the House, we do expect the potential for some Democrats to defect and vote against the articles of impeachment already when we had an initial vote on the impeachment inquiry, whether to move forward with it. Two Democrats voted against that measure, and we're expecting those two Democrats to vote against impeachment once again. These are two folks who are from more conservative and moderate districts, and it's possible we could see more, but not enough to jeopardize these expectations that the articles will pass on the House floor. Now, on the Republican side for the House, we don't expect defections there, but we can't rule them out. On the Senate side, it's a bit of a wait and see. Senate Republicans will largely stick together on what is expected to be an acquittal in the Senate trial process. However, there are some moving targets, such as Senator Romney of Utah, Senator Collins of Maine, and Senator Murkowski of Alaska. Those are some of the wild cards in the Senate process. So it's a bit of a wait and see on what they do. And of course, we imagine Democrats will be voting to convict the president in the Senate, but they don't have control. So that's why we're expecting this acquittal.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a really big question. But with the 30 seconds we have with you, what are really the implications for both parties if this remains a party line vote?
Well, unlike a previous impeachment with President Clinton, Republicans have made this argument that the bipartisan vote when it comes to impeachment has been against the process. So that could give them that argument point, if you will. For Democrats, they are going to stand by the vote. They've been saying their job is to uphold their oath, to protect the Constitution. So for many Democrats, we don't imagine it will endanger their seats, but there's some moderates, some freshman members from more conservative districts that they flipped from red to blue last year that might be a little worried about what this vote could do to their chances for reelection next year.
That's NPR's congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.